In the headlines, group of men steal sum of money from a 99-year-old Christchurch resident. Barbados records another road fatality. This time, a motorcyclist loses his life. Government urges stronger insurance regulations to rebuild public trust. Labour Minister says NIS mobile app coming soon to make services easier for Barbadians. DLP agriculture spokesperson calls for an end to construction on prime agricultural lands, and Canada promises to help monitor upcoming elections in Guyana. Good afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I am Crystal J. Paul. Details up. Police are investigating a burglary that took place at the home of a 99-year-old Christchurch woman last night. A group of men broke into the home and stole a container with a sum of money before escaping. No one was hurt during the incident. Starcom Network News visited the elderly woman, known as Miss Holder, earlier, and she spoke of the ordeal.
Just I got up on the TV. I said, this object. I said, this. I said, who this by who? I said, who you? Just so you know. And the body met something at me. And I ran to the door there then. And I opened the door and I shouted out for murder. Because they say it was two fellas, so I know who it is. But it consists of face now, nothing. It must have been about 7:15 early, selling papers all the time. And nothing, so never happened to me in the boy. Like, I don't know why they're targeting me now. I ain't got no money. And the little papers that I'm selling, you know, they must feel like I got money. Well, I must say, a 99-year-old woman. But I thank God this morning that for my life, that I alive.
99-year-old victim of last night's burglary. In a statement released moments ago, the Barbados Association of Retired Persons, BARP, said, quote, "This unconscionable crime represents an attack not only on a vulnerable member of our community, but on the values and respect and protection that should define our society. We are deeply troubled to learn that this elderly woman, who has served her community faithfully as a newspaper vendor, has been targeted before. This pattern of victimization is unacceptable and demands immediate action from our law enforcement agencies and community-led leaders." End quote. Barbados recorded another road fatality last night when a motorcyclist was struck while riding along Lodge Road, Christchurch. The deceased has been identified as a 35-year-old Laquane Morris of Silver Hill, Christchurch. A report from the Barbados Police Service said personnel at the Oyston station are investigating the unnatural death, which occurred around 9:45 p.m., where the deceased was riding a motorcycle before being struck by a car. Ambulance personnel were summoned to the scene, inspected the body, and found no signs of life. They are appealing for anyone who may have witnessed the incident to contact police emergency at 211 or the Oyston's police station at 418-2612. Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn, is calling on regional insurance regulators to strengthen risk management systems and work urgently to restore public confidence in the industry. Speaking during the Caribbean Association of Insurance Regulators Conference held at the Hilton Barbados, Mr. Strawn highlighted the continued lack of trust in insurance providers within the region.
We had an instance a few years ago where an insurance company failed, and it took too long, at least here in Barbados, it took too long for a resolution to come for those persons who were impacted. Now, some will say, and I certainly agree, that the lack of financial flows impacted Barbados' growth rate for some time. And I clearly understand that if we do not and cannot respond to these matters as quickly as possible as they arise, it has a knock-on effect on your economy. But what is more important is that people continue to have a level of distrust as it relates to insurance because it remains unresolved for so long.
Mr. Strawn further stated that public trust is critical to the sector's survival and has urged regulators to create mechanisms that actively encourage it.
Everything that you do, irrespective of whatever standard you want to observe, you must ask yourself, how is this helping to build and enhance trust amongst the Caribbean citizens, amongst the policyholders in the region? Am I doing this just to tick a box for an audit? Or am I doing this to ensure that the policyholders understand that this is actually in their best interest? And in their best interest today may mean making decisions that they may not quite fully understand and appreciate, but as it is implemented, people then start to see the wisdom with respect to why some of these changes are absolutely critical today if we're to shape the Caribbean civilization in the way that we would like.
Minister and the Minister of Finance, Ryan Strawn, in the Lunchtime Edition. Minister of Labor, Social Security and the Third Sector, Colin Jordan, says work is progressing on a mobile app aimed at modernizing and improving access to services provided by the National Insurance and Social Security Scheme. Speaking at a consultation workshop for the NISSS, Mr. Jordan said the app is part of a broader push to strengthen the country's social security system. He explained that the digital platform will make it easier for Barbadians to access services within the NISSS. He noted the mobile app should be available by the end of the year.
The mobile application is intended to provide information on benefits, what benefits am I as a user entitled to. It also allows persons to see their contributions status, how many contributions have been paid in. Self-employed persons, they can see how much money, if they haven't been keeping track themselves, they can see how much money has been paid. An employee is able to, recognizing that there are deductions from their pay for national insurance, they can go on and see if those deductions are being submitted to the National Insurance and Social Security Service. And if the forms are being submitted, they'll be able to see if the forms are going in, but no money is being paid in. So those kinds of things, they'll be able to see from their cell phone.
Minister of Labor, Social Security and Third Sector, Colin Jordan. Amoy Gildingbourne, spokesperson on agriculture and the green economy, raised concerns over the apparent lack of resistance in allowing commercial transformation of cropland. Speaking at the Democratic Labour Party's head office, the candidate for Christchurch East also highlighted the former practice that protected land for agricultural use.
It really needs to stop. And I don't know how, or rather in the past, well, from my research, they used to have zoning. So agricultural zones were agricultural zones. Water zones were water zones. You could not build on that land. Okay. But now it seems to be so easy. People are being able to convert agricultural land so that they can use for commercial purposes, as in, like, you know, buildings, housing. So I think something needs to be seriously looked at that to see how easy it is for that to be done.
Amoy Gildingbourne, spokesperson on agriculture and the green economy. Students at the Grantley Adams Secondary School will benefit this week from a series of training programs aimed at boosting their overall development. Guidance Counselor Week, now in its third year at the institution, will see personnel from the Barbados Police Service, the Barbados Fire Service, and various non-governmental organizations. Principal Major Andrew Skeet told Starcom Network News the initiative was part of a wider transformation plan. And finally, Canada says it will join with other international countries and organizations in monitoring Guyana's regional and general elections scheduled for September 1 this year. The North American country's ambassador to Guyana, Sebastian Segoin, said they will work with the OAS and the Carter Center to ensure accessibility, transparency, and fairness. Recapping the headlines, a group of men steal a sum of money from a 99-year-old Christchurch resident. Barbados records another road fatality, this time a motorcyclist loses his life. Government urges stronger insurance regulations to rebuild public trust. Labour Minister says NIS mobile app coming soon to make services easier for Barbadians. DLP agriculture spokesperson calls for an end to construction on prime agricultural lands. And Canada promises to help monitor upcoming elections in Guyana. This has been the latest, the Lunchtime Edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on StarcomNetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.